Tim Harris joins us after the first home defeat of the season against Purfleet.
Tim must be pretty disappointed with that.
Yeah, disappointed. I mean, we upped and puffed and didn't really create a lot today. In fairness to them, as we know all along, they are a very good defensive unit, and I think that, you know, they proved that today.
The goal came as a result of a bit of a misunderstanding. How did you see it?
Well, all season long, you know, we've been telling people that when we mark one in front, one behind. Just a long punt out of defence from them. No talk between Clarkie and Peter Barnsby. Obviously, Clarkie thinks he's nearer the goal than what he is, tries to knock it back to Lance. The bloke took a gamble and Peter let him go, and unfortunately he got there before Lance.
It was a game with very few chances. Possibly we only had Tim Seals up front on his own. Where was the support supposed to come from today?
Well, it's supposed to come in the channels from Dave Clark, and obviously Phil Wingfield getting forwards at every opportunity. In fairness, when we did get the ball in the box, you know, first half two or three times, Phil was in there. So was Clarkie. Clarkie was making runs, but, you know, we didn't really create things down the outsides, I didn't think, today.
Scott Steele made his first start, came on as a sub. How do you think he did?
Yeah, good on the ball, as we know. Obviously, Scott hasn't played for about a month now. Obviously, only games will get him into match fitness. He's obviously been a very good player for a very long time. If there's quality about, then, you know, you have to have it, and hopefully we'll be able to get him in the side as soon as possible.
Okay, I think I'm right in saying he's signed permanently. Is that right?
Yeah, he's signed forms, yeah.
Okay, so are there any other signings in the pipeline?
Not at the moment, no.
I presume we're looking around for a forward.
We are looking around, but I mean, the situation with Ronnie and Rocky out on loan at the moment, I believe the rules are that we can't have anybody on loan in that situation. I don't think that's changed. Rocky's due to come back on Monday, I think. I mean, Ronnie's got another week. There's been some interest shown with particularly Ronnie, whether they've got the money to pay what money he wants remains to be seen. So I think I wouldn't be out of order in saying that we need to offload a couple of people before we can get anybody else in budget-wise.
Okay, next up's Chesham at home on Tuesday. How do you see that?
Yeah, I mean, Colin Nipiac running them, they'll be well organised. They'll be, from what I know of them, they're quite a young side, same as herself. But at home, we would expect to win the game. I mean, we expect to beat everybody at home, in fairness, and I don't think that's any different, you know. Today's a setback, but it's not something that we can overcome it. I see Aldershot drew and St Albans won, you know, so I mean out of the two, that would be the way round that you would want it, you know. Aldershot dropped a couple of points, so it's not a disaster today.
Okay, thanks very much.